Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I mean, for me, like I said, man, I just got to do what's best for me and my family. If that's here or that's wherever the case may be, man, I'm finna open that door for myself, dog. Like, I'm out, bro. You know, so it was great playing here, but you know, at the end of the day, bro, I gotta do what's best for, you know, for my career, and because I'm too much of a competitor to be.
Why is it always a wideout? Tyreek Hill. I'm out because I just want to win that badly. That's what makes me different than the other. That's why I feel like I can say I need to leave this team that I signed to play for. It's because this is Diggs.
Who just redid my contract this past season, didn't they? Like, yep. If they signed Waddle, they adjusted his contract. I never thought they would. But when they signed Waddle, that's the end of Tyreek Hill. They're going to walk away from that, but they can. You mentioned hit Diggs. I think it's about $30 million in dead money. They'll save nothing, but if they just move him and take it all at once, it's around the same figure that the Bills just bit off with Diggs this year. So nothing about. Did you see a minute and a half maybe, that the clip that we just played was contained within it? There was nothing good that came out of what he said. Like, he was asked about not going back in the game. He's like, you know, you see the score of the other game? Like,
the Denver score?
The Denver score. It's like, dude. Okay. You're so competitive.
So competitive. I got to watch. Sit this one out.
Right. So competitive. Denver's up 24-0. I guess I'm done.
Why is it always a wide receiver?
Yeah.
It is, right? It's always a wide receiver.
Yeah.
You ever hear a lineman be like, I'm getting out of here. I got to. Yeah. I want to win more than these guys. Does a running back ever say it?
No.
Does a kicker?
It's the receiver. It's always the receiver.
This is the first year of Tyreek Hill's career that he was not named to the Pro Bowl. He will not be a first-team All-Pro for the sixth time. 81 for 959 and 6. Did not pay off that 104, 105 fantasy draft pick value this year. Did not pay off.
Nope.
Guys around him did. Jefferson did. Jefferson went after Hill. So did Chase. Those were 1-2. I won on the Chase bet, led the league in receiving yards, kind of easily in the end. Jefferson, I think, second. Lamb pretty much paid off in that same range, but not so much Tyreek Hill. Not the end of the world, you know, not a total bust, not like a McCaffrey who doesn't play at all, basically, but still not what you drafted for. Even St. Brown. St. Brown went after these guys. A.J. Brown.
Well, I hope they enjoy an offseason as long as it lasts with him, you know, and whatever kind of noise is going to be made and interpreting what he does on social media up to and including, ooh, I think, editing his face onto a picture of Antonio Brown leaving the NFL field for the last time when he was ejected from a game at the Meadowlands with Tampa. I think that's what his picture, his avatar now is on Twitter. that's what it appears to be to me anyway. I'm not a scientist about these things, but anyway, good luck to you. Like, I'm listening to him talking there, and I watched, like I mentioned, I watched this longer clip last night. And I'm thinking, in an alternate universe where I have to care deeply about this, I'm trying to figure out if when he says I'm out, he just means like he wants to end the interview, or did he really mean I'm out? Like, what? How definitive is it? I don't know, man. Good luck to you, Miami.
In the end, all other three AFC East teams finished with losing records. Miami did finish ahead of the Jets, so you won on that. By two or three games, even, right?
Yep. You took care of that last week while I was away, which was considerate of you.
I did.
And all my big windfall from that big fantasy team we had together.
$33.33.
Yeah, that was nice.
Hey, you were on a free roll.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm not complaining. It was funnier to me because you texted me about the bet on the Dolphins and the Jets. Was it 50 or 25? And I didn't know for sure. And so I just kind of forgot about it. And then the next thing I see is my Venmo tells me I've got the
53.36.
Yeah. And to me, it was funny if the bet was 50 and the fantasy team won $8.
$8.33.
Like that was your...
No.
Anyway.
Well, there's room for a new one. New England, by winning, falls to the fourth overall pick. And we've got playoff business to take care of around here, but that's just a massive failure by the Patriots. However you want to say, however the blame.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Needs to be apportioned. It's a massive failure.
I read one assessment of the value of what they lost by winning that game, moving from 1 to 4, is the equivalent of the 12th overall pick. Like, that's the amount of draft value they lost. So I think that's according to the different charts and the different valuations on each pick and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's a way to look at it. You're like, oh, they're picking fourth, it's fine, whatever, they won the game. You know, you can paint yourself into whatever corner you want to be happy that your team won this game and then fired their coach. And just sort of dismiss, it's not that big a deal. They'll get a good player anyway. The best left tackle will probably be the fourth pick, and we need that or whatever. Talk yourself into a pretzel all you want. You cost yourself basically the equivalent of the 12th overall pick. And that's value you just let fly out the window. So what, Gerard Mayo could ride off into the sunset with a W under his hat? Congarts, you'd say.
Where should the blame go? I think they played Milton because they thought it was the safest way to lose. Playing May was not the safest way to lose. They decided he was healthy enough to play, and they had him take 3 snaps or whatever it was. I doubt they would have thought... I mean, I'm not at their practices, but I doubt they would have thought Brissett gave them a worse chance of winning than Milton in his first NFL action. So I kind of think they did that to help their chances of losing, and it didn't happen. Like, they still, their kicker made everything. You can't blame the players.
No, definitely not.
So I don't know. What's fair?
I mean, you can't know that Milton is going to smash the way he smashed in the game. But I think you also can know that Jacoby Brissett is only going to do so much for you. Right? So I get it. Guy playing first time ever. Like, it looks like pretty tanky. And he turned that on its head. So, you know, good for him. Credit to him. Credit to all the players. I would have felt like New England were trying harder to lose if Brissett had played. Honestly, I think Milton's like a wild card, whereas Brissett is just going to, he's going to stand there and throw it late and not do anything. Like, he's just not, to me, it's safer. I guess, you know, you could have maybe thought, I'm going to turn Milton loose, he's going to throw picks, and that'll get us beat. And Brissett definitely would not do that. Like, he's not going to get you beat. I just don't think he's going to do anything to help you win, necessarily.
Well, he's about Trubisky, right, Brissett?
Yeah, I mean, sure, I guess, yeah. So, anyway, I would have felt like New England was less dangerous with Brissett in the game, and I would have felt that way going. I liked Milton when he was in college.
I guess.
You know, I was kind of excited to see him, honestly.
Massive failure in the sense that there's no excuse, but if you make the decision to play him, it's to see him. And to see him is not to hand the ball off 50 times.
That's right.
I mean, to see him is to test him. And that's what happened. And he was good. So what can you do after that's kind of been established? I mean, you could take him out, but
that's going to look bad.
That it makes it worse. It's even for the third guy, and I don't know the logistics of all that anyway. You're not going to punt on second down. Like, there's only so much you can do. Somebody brought this up on the postgame show yesterday, and one point I made was, as easy as it is to smack them for winning that game and the draft pick point, when you take Josh Allen off the field and 10 other Bills starting caliber players, if not more, New England should beat the Bills backups. Like, the Patriots had a few guys out, like Gonzalez. They had a few guys out, but they weren't, like, resting people, other than May, I guess.
Right.
And I think if those teams played 10 times, the Patriots would win half the time, you know, maybe more.
Against the Bills backups.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So if you think that, what really can they do to help control the outcome of that game, other than mess up on purpose, you know, players fumbling or missing field goals, whatever, and that just will not happen. You will not. The players are not invested in this the same way as even the fans are. The players don't care if they have the number one pick necessarily. They might not even want it. And if you're having a season where you're 3-13 and you can smell or taste victory, I think you're going to be even more, you know, motivated to be at your best. So what was the mistake? I don't know. I think Milton was to help them lose, and he just played well. The Steve Foley Law pregame show, Sabres and Capitals, coming up at 6. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here, Football Monday on WGR.